the nature of accommodation business. How does the business work? Basically, an accommodation is seen as a service experience. All the hotels are not of the same service standard. There are few hotels which have no star, nothing, just an accommodation. The service is pathetic because staff is not available for servicing. Many a time you would see in those type of a small hotel, some of the toiletry is not changed, towels not changed. You have to call for the service and you will suddenly notice the same receptionist is coming and helping to you in changing those type of services that you have asked that should have come when you checked in, including emptying the used dustbins and so on. So service experience is the experience very much like airline. The service experience also depends sometimes if the room was not rented or was not occupied. Maybe it has a foul smell from the drainage and so on and so forth. So service quality, service experience is the best experience. People do adjust, especially hotels that are fully occupied all the time and heavily utilized by the guests. They get worn out and you could see the facilities getting weaker and improper. So all types of accommodation products are service experiences apparent to customer, and it consists the series of service-based activities. Right from where you are staying in a hotel room, are you above a discotheque of a hotel? Are you above a bar? Are you close to an elevator? Because a lot of guests on that same floor would be using. If you're above music, then all the time you have the noise that would disturb. So that type of an experience is there. When you buy a 2- or 3-star hotel property through a consolidator, tour operator, who is a wholesaler of a hotel, through a wholesale pricing, generally you are not guaranteed a specific room. For example, if your friend had stayed in room 210, when you book same hotel, you cannot demand 210 as the room to be allocated to you. In those type of price structures, which are coming through wholesalers, which various hoteliers are going through these days, you get a thing called run of the house, meaning whatever is room available on that particular day in the price category that you have paid for would be offered to you. You cannot demand a better room because those better rooms are offered to the guests who pay the higher price. Say, for example, having a sea view, having a swimming pool view, a garden view, or a quieter room. Though size of the room may be same, but some may have a back door or a back window opening up with various air conditioning visible to you or noise coming in. So all that depends on service experience and you need to be prepared for it. You cannot demand a specific room because your friend who would have stayed there would have paid exorbitantly for that particular room having a sea view or a garden view, specific thing. Service experience plays a role. Service-based activities include what? Now, other service-based activities, that's what the experience of staying. Service-based activities include how well, how did you find reception handling you once you checked in? Did you find your reservation available to you? Did you need to spend time to identify yourself? If you are booked in advance, they would need to immediately say, yes, there is a reservation. We have the detail. Just sign on this and so on. Checkout also is something where you get to pay for what services you have availed. Many hotels, especially 5-star hotels, have this facility available wherein you can ask for your checkout bill beforehand so that at the time of checkout, you don't waste your time. A a bill in advance is sent to you where you can run through what you have been billed. Did you utilize all those services? And accordingly, you can settle or ask them to settle it because you have given an imprint of your credit card and you can ask them to bill. So these are all service experience at check-in and check-out, reservation services, whether you did find your reservation, if you have booked through one of the service provider, how did you find catering services, if you have used them, including breakfast. In many cases, breakfast, few hotels also offer breakfast as part of your hotel room rate, quality of the food, room service, whether on-time housekeeping was provided to you. In five-star property, they have a service called turn down. Was that available to you, which generally happens in the evening hour? If you have taken a shower in the afternoon, the towels that were provided to you in the morning may not remain so clean for you in the afternoon. You need another towel to freshen yourself up. Five-star properties come with a turn-down facility in the evening hour. They also come to your room in for five-star properties. In some properties, they put up, draw up the curtain, which you would have opened for in the night. They will shut the curtain up. Possibly they would give you a small sweet chocolate or a biscuit as an overnight taste for you. These are all service-related facilities and that you experience, and then you select your hotel. And then other miscellaneous services, like whether the hotel has a business center, was there Wi-Fi was freely available, or you were given a package and the rest was charged to you, what additional were billed to you, and so on and so forth. The nature of accommodation business has the following particular characteristic of any whether it is organized or unorganized. The characters strongly influence how marketing is carried out at a long-term level and short-term level. Now, this is playing a major role, marketing. Now, many hoteliers have been going through consolidator, wholesalers, tour operators who have the buying capacity. Instead of selling their product to single travel agent, they would possibly give their property, not whole of the property, but good number of hotel rooms. Say hotel has a 200 room, so possible they will have 10 to 15 consolidators who will buy from them and guarantee them 10 rooms each. So out of, they have sold it to 7 or 8, half of the hotel room they have been sold through consolidators, which is a great saving. And instead of putting up their sales team to sell those 200, those consolidators would have sold 50% of their room through their own channeling. So these characteristics strongly influence how the market is carried out. So basically, these service providers, these wholesalers would guarantee certain things to them, which means they would guarantee room through their channel of small travel agents spread around the world. B, they would be giving deposits to them as a protection for the whom they have reserved, so on and so forth. So marketing activities are reduced for them. They don't have to seem to sell those number of things. This character also, now coming on the selection of hotels, choice of location where you would like that hotel to be for you, you will select accordingly. Fluctuation in demand in according to seasonality. There are many properties which suddenly crop up. They are new in the market, standalone property. They would come up because they have just started. They may not have that much demand. So they would give a discounted price or would offer you one night free after three nights, whatever package that comes in. Profitably dependent on room sale. Every single thing which we have seen in previous lectures, that hotel rooms are perishable, that must be sold for the day it is available. Otherwise, next day, another occupancy will happen for that room. And for the lost day, you have not earned money. So profitability of room depends on that. Booking intermediate, approach to sale, explain you have distributing your hotel property instead of hotel marketing team approaching directly to the end user or a small travel agent, directly they would be going to various small vendors, wholesalers, tour operator, consolidators, and sell so that they have a guaranteed, assured sale through those channels, those intermediaries. Higher operational costs in case if they are directly approaching to the end users, then operational costs, whether you use social media or marketing strategies, the team of sales team would all result into heavy money spending. Choice of location, again, decide the type of customer and business realization to be achieved, and thus in turn the marketing strategy. Where your hotel sit, a property that is in a city center would attract definitely more guests than comparison to a hotel that is away from a city center. Because there the time and the cost of traveling is saved by the end user. Location has the power to control the profitability of the business. The location scores very high. A guest can adjust on the standard of hotel, but accessibility and location plays a major role. Someone has to go and meet government offices. For example, a three-star property from US known as Double Tree. That's a property that is in area where most government offices are. So any visitor to any government offices in US would love to use that Double Tree hotel because they are close to, especially I'm talking in Washington, the Pentagon, where there are Double Tree hotels, which is an accessibility straight. Likewise, hotels in Delhi, for example, Ashoka Yatri Nivas, which is close to commercial center and tourist attraction. That would have more weightage and value for a hotel, as better occupancy would happen if that location is proper. The profitability would be more. The location it's surrounding, if selected property, will make the accommodation a visitor attraction by itself. Of course, when a hotel is built up, then cost of construction plus the location, the real estate price would be higher. Ultimately, the cost of construction will add up to the room rates. But for a customer who pays a price, if he finds the location suitable to what his intention of travel is, selection would depend purely on that basis. Location is the key aspect of all types of accommodation. Location plays an important role for tourism industry. Remember this. Fluctuations in demand according to seasonality, all types of accommodation are subject to demand fluctuation due to seasonality. We have understood this. Different the season, lower the demand. Season changes, high season comes in, higher the demand, better the price, more occupancy, more profit. It is vulnerable to changing pattern of the demand throughout the year. Some location which had attraction because of the location, now with the shift of business, corporate houses to suburban, many five-star properties or three or four-star properties that were in downtown Mumbai are now losing its real weightage because various government departments, corporate houses have moved into suburb or commercial areas. Like we talk about Lower Parel area where you have corporate and hotels in this vicinity have a higher value. Once upon a time, Lower Parel area was an industrial area. Now is a business area. Many corporates are here. So hotel in this area would have a better pricing as compared to 30, 40 years back when this area was all mill dominated area, cotton mills area. And likewise, season depends. If you have a higher season, better the value, lower season, lower the price. So these changing patterns indicates the nature of the market potential that the location has or it creates. So many tourist attraction, once upon a time were tourist attraction, now start losing their importance due to change in pattern, change of location. Could be nature, could be anything. that has happened. You have seen lot of such properties in Mexico, in Bahamas, in Caribbean island, where water levels have increased and the hotels are losing its importance because people are vacating those areas which were closer to coastal areas, and hotels commanded a good pricing. All pattern and seasonality change has an impact on the sale and profitability. Also properly dependent on the room sale. Room sale determine the profitability. It contributes to much larger extent when compared to sales from other activities. Okay, existence of high fixed costs make it mandatory to achieve additional room sales. There are fixed costs involved in most hotels. Staff salary, the bank installments or bank's loan, interest on bank loan, government fixed taxes, government electric charges, staff salaries, wear and tear, depreciation, these are all fixed costs that cannot change. Even hotel has 10 guests or 100 guests. So this is the reason for some hotels to literally put all effort. Certain hotels have worn down in this scenario, and many have stopped operation because the clientele has dropped. They could not take the right market share because of their property wearing out. The focus is on advanced booking. That's why the marketing team always have more arms to sell their hotel property. They don't depend on their own sales team. They make lot of agreement with international consolidator, tour operator, wholesalers, various names can be booking.com, yatra.com to give example, and international names which are selling hotels on much larger scale, guaranteeing business, regularly providing hotel. Some of the providers have 5,000 hotels all around the world in their inventory. More than that, some of them. So the room occupancy level directly affects sales of food and beverage. Of course, if the rooms are full, certain guests would definitely use F&B of the hotel. Some would sit into the bar and drink something. Some would go and have their fine dining at the restaurant, possibly a theme restaurant they will utilize because they find it convenient to dine, invite the business guests into the hotel itself and dine or treat him. And that increases the sale. I mentioned about banquet facilities, the functions, marriage functions, various business functions that happen. All additional revenue keep coming from food and beverage and effective merchandising to customer when they are in-house. A booking intermediaries approached in this case focuses on booking intermediate. A booking intermediate is a customer or an agent of the customer. I made a mention of it. As I said, most hoteliers have more than one or two or 10 or 15, depending on how many can come in. And at times, small travel agent may find it cheaper instead of buying from a hotel directly, he or she would approach a intermediary. And as I said to you, intermediaries do offer pricing and the room available is run of the mill or run of the house. Whatever room is available will be allocated to you. As I said, you cannot demand because those type of rate are offered to them, keeping those selected rooms which have some sort of no high revenue earning capacity. A room that has a swimming pool view, a room that has a garden view would command a better price, and that will be sold to high-end users who will approach, or regular visitor, or could possibly sold at a premium price. And of course, the other normal rooms will go with the run of mill, run of the house, where all the rooms will be made available. So make a reservation. How does it happen? The intermediary, make a reservation for one or more person. So what these intermediaries have, they have the buying power. They have got 50, 30, 20, 10 small travel agents who buy from them because these wholesalers, these intermediaries have the buying power. They are short number of bookings. We will give you 50 rooms per week at your hotel. Give us a rate. Whereas somebody knocks the door of a hotel and say, give me one single room at so and so night. No buying power. As against 50 rooms guaranteed by a particular intermediary. So that's the result, is more sale, more, and every hotel doesn't have all room that can be sold at premium level. Some have some disadvantage. So that is sold in accordance with that. Higher operational cost, what we refer to is as a service and business in any form, hotel or non-service, needs large investment. Now, hotels are 100 crore rupees properties at time, more than that, huge amount. The land itself is bought at a very high price. So it's a huge investment. That's why, as I mentioned, many hotel properties, especially smaller hotel, get worn out. Face upliftment is not done for them because they don't have capacity to pay for that price with the number, especially in recession when hotels are not going in full demand. These are mainly form of land, building facilities and equipment required for its smooth operation. More the occupancy, more F&B, more activities happening, more great location, better the hotel goes. And remember, every hotel has its lifetime. It has to be refurbished. It has to face uplift. The carpet has to be changed. The hotel rooms, the sewage, the furniture around, the ambience, the hotel lobby, everything needs a face uplift after a certain time period. And that need investment. For that, they need good revenue coming. And for good revenue, you need to have a good sale. For good sale, you need to have good service. And good service means good location as well. So ultimately, this is how the business scenario for accommodation business. Thank you very much, dear student. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.